USA Radio News.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced he was withdrawing from the Future Investment Initiative Summit in Saudi Arabia following a discussion with President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin told Fox News this move definitely sends a signal.
I could say the strongest move that's been made to date is Secretary Mnuchin not going over there. Focus number one needs to be on this investigation and getting facts.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border and call in the military if the migrant caravan coming up from Honduras is not stopped. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul joined Fox News to talk about border security.
I hope that when we get back after this election and we can take the politics out of things, we can get this passed for the national security of the American people. We have to secure that border, I think, once and for all.
Friday night's Powerball jackpot is now sitting at $900 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With the unemployment rate at its lowest level in nearly 50 years, American workers are finally starting to see their paychecks grow a little faster. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She said President Trump's tax cuts are helping fuel the economy, which means more money for you.
Workers were expected to have a pay raise as a result of that corporate tax cut so that businesses could invest back in that workers, but also because the overall economy would grow, there'd be bigger slices of the pie that workers would have a point, would have a cut of. And because the labor market is so tight now, workers are going to see some of those benefits as well. In the last quarter, we saw wages start to rise 3.3%. We expect that, yeah, exactly. That's one of the biggest jumps we've seen in that quarterly data. And so moving forward, we hope to see more of that expansion for workers.
And in Major League Baseball action tonight, the ALCS will continue with the Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. Boston is leading that series 3-1. The NLCS picks up tomorrow with the Brewers hosting the Dodgers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump threatened to deploy the U.S. military and close down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop the onslaught of Latin American migrants coming from its country to reach the United States. Former ICE Director Tom Homan joined Fox News and says these loopholes need to be fixed regarding people seeking asylum in the United States.
As the ICE Director, I went to the Hill many times to talk to lawmakers about closing those loopholes. The two biggest loopholes is asylum threshold so low, you just got to say a couple magic words that the criminal organization teach you to say, and you get into the United States and you get released from custody because of the second issue. The second loophole is the Florida Settlement Agreement that we can't detain families for more than 20 days. That's not quick enough to see a judge. So there's no consequence. There's no deterrence. You're going to get in. You're going to get released, never to show up in court. Why would they stop coming?
And as far as why we can't hire more judges, Homan says.
Well, I think EOIR is hiring a lot of judges. This issue, this caravan issue, lays at the feet of the Democratic Party up on the Hill. Like I said, they've been educated what these loopholes are, but they don't want to close the loopholes. They want this president to have a fail on this issue. But I hope the American people are paying attention because this isn't the president's failure. This isn't the secretary's failure. This is the Democrats' failure because they know the issue and they refuse to fix it. They're putting their political ambitions ahead of public safety, national security, and border control. Simple as that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.